Cargill, "The Democratic Party is too stupid to skillfully attack Trump." By Pam Key on February 9, 2020. Former lead strategist for Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign, James Carville, Saturday on MSNBC described the Democratic Party as too stupid to attack President Donald Trump on things that would resonate with voters like Medicare cuts. Carville said, "First off, we've got 46%. Let's just don't go overboard here. He got 44.8% in 2018. He suffered the worst electoral defeat in the House ever. It was the highest turnout against him since women were granted the right to vote. His polling average is 43.2%, but yet the media's going he's so strong. He's so powerful. He's so this. No, he's not. The problem here is the Democratic Party." He added, "I have the idea of the Democratic Party that I read about and I see on television, and that is a bunch of people on Twitter running around, causing trouble. The Democratic Party I know consists largely a lot of African Americans. It consists of a lot of suburban women. It's a lot of Latino and Asians and people of color. It's a lot of older retirees. To me, that's the Democratic Party." To MSNBC, "The Democratic Party is Manhattan is the epicenter of the Democratic Party." He concluded, "The Republicans laugh at us because they ran through every issue that people don't like, from giving tax breaks to rich people to ignoring climate." He went to Davos. Donald Trump went to Davos and said he wanted to cut Medicare, and where's the discussion about this? But all I hear from, "Oh, he's so powerful. Why don't we go out there? Why don't they cover that he went to Davos to talk to all of these global elites? And after he gave them all $1 trillion tax cuts, he said I'm going to get the money by cutting Medicare for people back in the United States. And the Democratic Party is too stupid to say anything about it. And the press is so worried about the horse race that they don't even report it." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Keenan.